We're in Genesis chapter 16, verse 1 through 17, 14. So we'll do all of chapter 16 and a little bit of chapter 17 this evening as we go through. And so we'll pick up there. Chapter 16, verse 1 begins. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abraham, "Now behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I will obtain children through her." And Abraham listened to the voice of Sarai. Interesting language here. Many years before this, God had promised Abraham that he would have many descendants. That was way back in chapter 12. And so a long time ago, he'd promised that he would have some children, many children, many descendants. At this point, though, Sarah still had no children. There were no children born to her. Hagar is almost certainly part of what Abraham received when he was down in Egypt. You may remember he goes down to Egypt and they all like him and they really like Sarai, and Pharaoh wants to take her into his harem and all of that, but the Pharaoh gives him all kinds of livestock and servants and slaves, men slaves, women slaves. Probably she's one of those women slaves that came out of that trip to Egypt. Sarai blamed God for her barrenness. It's really interesting. We're going to learn a lot about blaming other folks. She's going to blame God. God hasn't given me any children. And so it's sort of God's fault that this hasn't happened. We'll get another blaming a little later on where Sarai is going to blame Abraham. She's going to shift gears. She blames now God, but later she's going to blame Abraham. Our lesson next Sunday evening is going to be who do you blame? And because we're going to talk about it, and we're going to look at it from the book of James, and we'll try to move ahead. And again, I think that some of you may have already seen that little blurb that I put up on Facebook about the evening lesson. She understood that God was sovereign over the womb, and so children come and they're a blessing to us from God. We have wonderful children because God has blessed us. And so it's really important to see that. He had promised descendants to Abraham and Sarai. The promise had not yet come for many years, and you can understand waiting years and years how they'll get a bit frustrated. But unbelief is a sin, and it's also a sickness, because if you don't believe, you're going to feel a lot of pain because of it. And so she doesn't have the kind of faith she ought to have. Sarai encouraged Abram to take part in what was in that day essentially surrogate mother arrangement. Now we have surrogate motherhood today, where somebody else will bear the child for the lady, and you know, maybe it may be a mother having the child for a daughter, but they'll do something to bear